A Kitimat resident is calling on District Council to address noise pollution from LNG Canada's flaring operations, saying excessive sound levels have disrupted the once quiet rural environment. Residents like myself have been subjected to extensive noise pollution for months now, Andrew Farina told Council during its March 3 meeting. He has raised his concerns with the BC Energy Regulator, submitting evidence that noise levels from the facility exceeded allowable limits for both high and low frequencies. He said the noise has led to sleep loss, difficulty concentrating, and other health effects. Noise regulations set a maximum nighttime limit of 40 decibels at a 1.5 kilometers radius from the facility. Farina said he should not be able to hear any noise from the site at night, whether from construction, operations, or commissioning. He says his own monitoring of the decibel reading show the noise exceeds these allowable limits, and, due to the frequencies involved, doubles in sound intensity to the human ear. He urged the District of Kitimat to establish an environmental department to monitor noise levels at the regulated distance and protect residents from these impacts. He also suggested amending the nuisance bylaw in general to impose a stricter nighttime noise limit of 30 decibels, noting that Health Canada advises sleep disruptions begin at 32 decibels. These excessive noises have taken away the once peaceful rural environment I once had, he said. Farina said he has been in repeated contact with LNG Canada but claims the company has stopped responding to his inquiries. A neighbor of Farina's also spoke to council, saying the noise penetrates his double-insulated home despite additional exterior insulation. A CN Rail employee, he likened the low-frequency noise to having four locomotives running outside your house, that deep, low thumping that never lets up. Responding to questions from the Northern Sentinel, LNG Canada defended its practices, saying the BC Energy Regulator, BCER, has confirmed the company remains in compliance with its noise-related regulatory obligations. This was shared with Mr. Farina by the BCER, said Teresa Waddington, Vice President of Corporate Relations. She added community engagement is central to LNG Canada's activities in Kitimat. Depending on the nature of a complaint, she said, the company may take steps such as logging complaints, reaching out to complainants, investigating site activities, conducting off-site noise monitoring, and identifying noise mitigation measures, including adjusting work schedules. Every complaint we receive about our activities is taken seriously and investigated, Waddington said. LNG Canada has actively engaged with Mr. Farina since November 2024. Noise monitoring results collected from his property have been shared with him at various meetings. Despite these engagements and presenting Mr. Farina with the above facts, he has not been satisfied with LNG Canada's responses to him. Following Farina's address to council, Councillor Michelle Martins led a motion to pursue the matter with LNG Canada, despite regular and ongoing discussions already taking place between the two parties. These engagements include discussions about concerns raised by residents, including noise. The vote passed unanimously. Flaring is the controlled combustion of natural gas, producing a visible flame. It is required during the startup phase of facilities such as LNG Canada's Kitimat facility and occasionally during regular operations, for which LNG Canada must obtain waste discharge authorization permits from the BCER. In previous assurances to the community, the company has stated that flaring events would not have an adverse impact on neighboring residential areas and that it would comply with the BC Noise Control Best Practices Guidelines.